Oh, what a glorious night. What is this that we have caught here in my magical circle? A human taking the restricted books out of the restriction section without permission and leaving the building out the back without checking out any of these books. That is what we call a book thief. And that is exactly what you are, my friend. A little book thief. Do you know what we do with book thieves? Sometimes we turn them into books. Most of the time, though, unfortunately, we turn them into meals. The stuff here are all vampires and demons, after all. That includes me. I'm a full-fledged vampire. I'm hundreds of years old. And you happen to look rather tasty. It's been a while since I've had such a tasty-looking bite to drink. I could just turn you into a ghoul, and you could shelve books for me as well. Don't worry. That's against policy, unfortunately, for me. However, you will have to come back and check out most of those. All but one. That is, this one. Right there. Yeah, I'm just going to take that. I can't let you leave without all these. You see, it's from the restricted area, and that's used for summoning demons. And one of those demons it used to be summoning for works here. And if she finds out who almost made her late for her shift, well, she won't be too pleased. In fact, since it is almost time for her shift, why don't we summon her? Bakter Amion Dimos Nox. And here she is! Hi! I'm sorry for summoning for you so late, but I had to catch a book thief trying to make off with your book.
Oh, I see. Well, I guess it can't be helped. Do you plan on turning them in, or... Oh. Sorry, I thought you wanted to turn them into the boss. I suppose with how understaffed we are, though.
Yes, exactly. I thought that we could scare them a little.
Yes, I see your plan now. I like it. Well then, thief. I'm sure she's told you all sorts of things she'd do to you. When she's done, I'd like to take over and take you to my realm, and you'd be mine for the rest of eternity. Would you like that? Or would you like a shot at redemption? Humans are still into that whole redemption thing, right?
As far as I'm aware, they are. And they do indeed need to worry about their immortal soul and the afterlife. You do bring a good point, my dear. If we were to convert them, they'd be yours if they died.
What do you mean by if? You won't be the only one playing with them. However, I think I have a plan we can both get behind. Since we are so understaffed here, little thief, why don't you come back regularly as a patron of our charming little library and help us out from time to time? I promise you, we're not unkind as employers.
Other options? Well, we got a couple. Like I said, I could turn you into a ghoul. Or you could just stay here in my magic circle. Or we could even turn you into the boss. That realistically is the only other options. The boss will either turn you into stone or book or something. And none of us will have to worry about any of this ever again. Honestly, it seems like the best path to go to.
Technically, we could take matters into our own hands and do something similar. But then we might get in trouble and...
Oh, that's too much of a hassle. I got things to do tonight. I haven't finished counting all the letters on every page of every book in this library. And I don't want to put that in jeopardy. I've already wasted enough time.
And I'm not willing to risk losing my one avenue of regularly getting summoned into the mortal realm. Do you have any idea how hard it is to get mortal foods where I'm from?
You know I could always summon you and get you some mortal food, right?
Oh, yeah, but if you don't have access to my book...
Why wouldn't I have access to your book? I literally work here!
If you get kicked out too?
Ah, true, true. So, what will it be, human thief? Will you check out these books and come back and help us out as a volunteer? Oh god, more like voluntold, but you know, formalities. To pay us back for not turning you in, of course.
How many times? Ideally, until we get caught up on our backlog of work, but since you're mortal, I think we can come up with something. The restricted section in particular needs reorganizing. I think if we concentrate our efforts there...
Are you insane? And risk them trying to steal another book? I think not.
You know that half the books there are cursed against one or both of us. Someone like this could speed up the work almost tenfold. Besides, to seal the deal... You could always bite them, and they'd be compelled to do it. If they agree, that is. Do you agree, human?
Well, I agree to these terms. See, they need a little time to think about it. Think fast, human. I'm not letting you out of this magic circle until you've made your decision. I see that prompted your decision a bit faster. So, you decided to take our offer? Wonderful. But you're not sure about the binding? Oh, come on. Please, 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 please. I promise it'll be just a tiny, teensy little bite. And only one thing. I promise. Mm-hmm. And it'll be low on the neck so no one will see it. So, are we agreed? I'll just give you a little nip then. And there we go. The suggestion is implanted, and I memorized your books, and will check them out under your name. Oh, I tasted your blood, and I have a good enough idea of who you are, so I'll take care of it. You're free to go. See you in 2 weeks. Don't be late.
Ta-ta, human. We look forward to working with you at least 5 or 6 times.